Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing this lovely Sunday evening, afternoon, morning, whatever it is or wherever you are? That's what it is to you today. It is Sunday. And I know here in Texas, it's been usually, but it's been very, very warm, almost spring-like, and I've been enjoying it. So I've been having a pretty, pretty good time. And I know tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and everybody's getting on the road to do their traveling, to go to their family and friends and preparing for the holidays, you know. And when we get to the end of the year, we know it may be the end, but we have a new beginning around the corner. So it's so much to look forward to. And I do want to say there's a lot of things that's going on. We got a lot of parties, a lot of events that are coming on. So I decided tonight, I do have an engagement that I have to be at this evening, but I couldn't go without doing the show. I was supposed to do it last week, and my apologies that I was not able to do so. So I decided to come on tonight to continue the conversation about social media. Now, I know a lot of you have maybe, you know, watched on the television or read someplace in other publications about how social media has impacted our lives and how we view ourselves, you know, within our communities or within ourselves personally. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. If you're out there listening and you have questions or you want to just join in the conversation with me, make sure you call in at 323-870-3986. And let's talk about social media, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Where it was 10 years ago versus where it is today, and where do we see it going in the future, or will it continue? So I'd like to talk more about that, get your opinions, your views, and of course, along with some great music from here today and tomorrow, from our legends of yesteryear to our artists that are popping today and our indie artists that are on the move and on the grind. So make sure you stay tuned to listen in more with your girl, Lady V, also known as the Media Boss here on the Media Boss Network.
Let it ride. Sean, come here. Listen,
I'm on.
Hear me out, though. Yeah. Hey, love, I wanna hold you and talk to you. Put my arm around your shoulder and walk with you. Be that one that'll serve you, my word to you. I know that nigga don't be doing what he's supposed to do. I got much more to give than homie do. And you so fine, I just wanna roll with you. You a queen, bitch, you need a king close to you. You need a nigga like Peter, just flow with you. And I gotta try, cause anything's possible. And you just might see things the way I do. I just wanna get next to you, friends with you. Burn honeys, wake up in the bed with you. I love when you walk, how that body move. Part my mouth from just being honest, boo. I will pick the air times just to vibe with you. Kisses and hugs until the next time you swing through.
Something, boo, I go hard for the one, hit myself. I'ma take you out to eat and kill any misconception that you got a mob deep. Throw that bug in your ear. And it's about time, cause a nigga like me been wanting you for years. Bump heads here and there, but never got the chance. Best of those who wait once I get up in the pants. Ain't no 1 minute man. Supposed to be with him, but it changed those plans. Anything you got to do, lie to screw. Must be out of monkey ass mind. How the hell he getting tired of you? Let me light that fire that your body desire. Get you back to being sexy, single free like mine. Cause I treat them right. You know how I rock it wherever you at. Girl, I'm on the next flight.
Baby girl, you straight. For sure, rest assured, you in the arms of strength. Baby, I die for my loved ones, make no mistake. I'm not that man, I keep my gun on bait.
And it's a cold world, your man don't understand your pain. And I know you getting tired of the same old same. He expect to keep you locked with that 5-cap ring. Let's cop that old real wild 112 thing.
I
Here's another one. And another one. Yeah. From Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight. Keep the rhymes right, y'all. I just made this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on.
Bang this in your whip. Pack some Coda Rody with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I've dismissed all you chicks. Spit sticks from the fourth, fifth. Make it dance.
Ow!
I stay focused. In the dope, like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hopeless and toast. I ain't lying. Trying to knock me off, keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass like a soundtrack, New Jack. Sit there, send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the buck to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap, Mayweather, the QB. And I got all my sisters and men.
Welcome back, welcome back. If you're just now tuning in with me, Media Boss Lady V, tonight here on Media Boss Lady V Network, we are talking about social media, the impact of social media, and how it has changed and reshaped how we view ourselves, how we live our lives, and how we function daily. So I'm going to touch bases on a few of those things. You know, a lot of times when we talk about social media, we want to talk about the negative, but I'm also going to talk about some of the positive things that social media has brought to us throughout the years. But before I go any further, because I don't want to forget, and I will be saying more throughout the night, y'all know I have to give my shout outs, you know, to my people, to my fam. First and foremost, I have to give a shout out to my Esquire family, Timepiece, Timepiece Photos, published model Rachel Ray, my number one A1, Brent B. Moneyworks, Shrek, you know who you are, you know, that's his alias, but those are my core family at Esquire. I also want to give a shout out to my new family at Full Circle Music Group. Shout out to you, Chris and Tria Will. Thank you all once again for allowing me to join your team as A&R. Also, I want to give a shout out to Bread Management, aka David, Bread, Big Brother, you know, so many different names we could give this young man, but thank you so much for what you've done for myself and my team, bringing us to Hot Noise. And without further ado, of course, Hot Noise off the block. Thank you all so much, and I appreciate everything that you all have done and all the love and support, and also what you guys do and provide for the artists. If you're in the Atlanta area on the 28th, I will be hosting an event, which is Showcase Meet and Greet, on the 28th at the Southern Style Bistro. If you're friends with me, or if you find me on social media, you'll find the flyer there. There's going to be tons of artists in the building. Of course, I've got two artists of my own, Frost G. Shout out to you, Frost G. And, of course, Brent B. Moneyworks. Those of you who have been following me for some time, you're pretty aware of who he is. I've played a few of his tracks on my radio show. And, of course, I was featured in his film that he finished last year, which is Hide a Movie. So shout out to you, Brent B. and Frost. So if you're in the area, make sure y'all, you know, stop in. I'm sure you'll have a good time. You'll get to see some artists and definitely network with some great people in the industry that has worked with so many people, from legends to upcoming, and so many different things, and including myself. I will be there. So I look forward to seeing everybody. Shout out to you, Cammy T. I don't know if you're listening, but I couldn't forget you, girl. So I just wanted to make sure I gave those shout outs. But once again, like I said tonight, I'm touching bases on social media. I think for the most part, most media platforms have tried or have spoken about this subject. You know, I remember it was about 10 years ago when, let's take it way, way, way back, when we were all using AOL, you know, that, you know, we thought we were doing something, being able to chat with people all over the place, but that's as far as it could go was the chatting. But, you know, I knew at that point that it would escalate into something larger, just a matter of time. So I remember when, I think it was Black Planet came about, I could never figure out how to use that thing. And I didn't understand the significance of why would I want to be a part of a social media platform. I really didn't get it. So, you know, fast forward a little bit, you know, here comes Facebook, Instagram, you have Twitter. There's a new one, VueMe, which I'm a part of. So if you're following, make sure you check that out. There's so many different social media platforms, but they all, you know, have their different ways of how they affect our surroundings or each individual or the communities. So one of the things that I have found that social media has truly impacted was, and I think we can all agree, is how we view ourselves. Because if you're someone that's constantly on social media, looking at other people, and then then after a while you start to compare yourself, whether you're an artist, whether you're a model, you're starting to compare yourself, whether it's from your appearance, your accolades, your achievements. So you start to compare yourself, and then you start to become extremely judgmental of your own self. And that can be something that's not very healthy. And I was a little bit guilty of that at one time, you know, not really comparing myself to anybody, but more so comparing, you know, where I was in my career versus my peers. And it can be very addictive, constantly going on social media to see what's going on. Some people call it trolling or snooping. Me personally, it is more so to see what my peers are doing, where they are, because it sometimes gives me a sense of trying to give myself a new direction, or, you know, getting ideas and not necessarily emulating someone else, but just seeing the path in which they have went, you know, the inspiration, I should say, that I get from other people on social media, because I love to see people doing things and thriving and making things happen for themselves. But with social media, it has gotten to the point where our lives depend on it. Most people don't even watch television anymore because of social media, because everything you need is on social media. You have entertainment, you have music, you have the news, whether it's fake news, you've got it, you know? So everything you need is on social media, I'd say. But it's up to the individual to decide what entity do they want to explore when they're involved with social media. Some people are in it for whether it's a platform to engage for their businesses or their brands. Some people are just strictly on there for entertainment. And I say entertainment because there's different types of entertainment on social media. You have your entertainment, like, of course, your celebrities, your actors, your models, your entertainers. But there's another thing called entertainment on social media that I don't particularly call entertainment. That's when we're seeing violence. And it has become a source of entertainment, so much so that I feel, in my opinion, it has allowed people to become numb or insensitive to others. For example, recently there was someone that I know personally who was beaten, and you know, people watched and recorded, didn't render aid, no help, but they uploaded it for others to see. And I know we've all seen different things like that. We've seen people commit heinous crimes, you know, murders, suicides. And a lot of people look at that as a source of entertainment. And I could go a little bit deeper with that, you know. Even crimes, terrorist crimes you've seen on social media. And again, you know, we're watching these things and you know, that's just a mere fact. And I'm guilty. I have seen some stuff, but I no longer engage in those types of things. Personally, for myself, if I find that individuals that I am following or friends with on my pages are engaging in that type of entertainment, we're no longer friends anymore, because I think it's inhumane and I think it's desensitizing the individual as well as the people that are watching. It makes people less willing to step forward. If you're constantly seeing things over and over again, it becomes the norm for some people. And it's very, very sad that it has come to that, instead of using social media for something more positive. But, you know, as we know, if it was that way, then it would be perfect. And we know it's not going to be that way. But it's very sad that even kids, you know, they have school fights and they're recording it and no one helps. I saw one where a young lady was fighting another girl, 12, and one was 16, and one stabbed the other, and there were circles of kids watching. And someone, of course, had to videotape it, and no one stopped. I remember growing up, if something like that happened, everybody jumped in. Nowadays, it's stand aside, let's tape it and put it up for entertainment. And until it happens to you or someone you know, and even in that aspect, I don't think people would react the way we humanly should react. But social media has definitely desensitized us in many, many aspects. Whereas, you know, when I started on social media, it was a form or a way for me to keep in touch with some friends, because as most of you know, I grew up in Europe. So it was a way for me to keep in touch with my friends and some family members that I wasn't able to see on a regular basis. But you know, what's fascinating is there was a study done in New York, in the New York Times, and with a group of people that revealed that the motivations of people that were sharing information on social media, you know, were mainly for to desire, you know, and reveal information, entertainment content to others, to define themselves, as I said, to grow and nourish relationships, and to get the word out about their brands and causes, likes, or support. Let's talk about those likes. You know, I'm one of those people, you don't have to like anything on my page because I know you're watching. I know people are watching me. But there are some people that really, it becomes an emotional roller coaster for them to where they do things for shock value or clout, as some people would say, to get the likes. And that can be very damaging to a person's, you know, psyche, you know, trying to get those likes. Even if for those of us that are in the entertainment world, you know, we look to see who's going to like our music, to like our work, to like our photos, when in fact, we should be more concerned with those entities outside of social media that can get us or help us navigate us through the industry to get to the success that we're looking for. So those things can be very, very damaging. And I always tell people, don't look so much for the instant gratification or accolades, you know, look for, you know, the long-term effects of what you're doing. So social media has definitely changed the way we view ourselves and our community, you know, and we're going to take a small break. Of course, y'all know I have to do that. I have to break for the cause. And we're going to talk about, when I come back, you know, social media and the crimes that have been committed against different social backgrounds. We're going to talk a little bit about the positive impacts. You know, sometimes we forget the positive impacts that social media has brought to us as a whole and as a masses. And what would we do if we didn't have it anymore? So we're going to talk about those things when we come back, when we return. Again, if you're listening and you have questions, you want to join the conversation, call me at 323-870-3986. And let's talk it up with your girl, Lady V, on the Media Boss Lady V Network.
The Biggie Duets.
Jazzy Fizzle.
Fizzle Fizzle.
Jagged Edge.
Biggie Smalls.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I go on and on and on and go take them to the crib unless they want easy. Call them on the phone and platinum Chanel cologne and I stay dressed to impress. Spark interest. Sex is all I expect if they watch TV in the Lex. They know, quarter past four, left the club tipsy, say no more, except how I'm getting home tomorrow. Caesar drop you off when he see his D.O. Back of my mind, I hope she's fine. Man, she spilled the drink on my cream while low. Reached the gate, hungry just ate. Riffin', she got to be to work by 8. This must mean she ain't trying to wait. Conversate, sex on the first date. I state, you know what you do to me. She starts off, well, I don't usually. Then I whip it out, rubber no doubt. Step out, show me what you all about. Good in your mouth, open up your blouse.
Pull your G-string down south.
Do that back out, in the parking lot. Buy a Cherokee and a green drop top. And I don't stop until I out. Jeans, skirt, butt naked, it all works.
And I love my little nasty girl. No, I love my little nasty girl.
I need you to shake your little ass and hips.
Let's go.
I need you to grind like you're working for tips. And give me what I need while we listen to Prince. Cause miss, you ain't seen the world yet. Rock La Pearl yet. Rock them pearl sets. Flew on a pearl jet. My style make a low profile girl smile. Blow a chick back like I blow through a trap. And now you and me can drink some Hennessy. Then we get it on. Mad women wanting to Sean Cone. Yeah. Sipping on Patron. Speed and be leaning. Got a fiend.
Don't stop.
And when I get it to you, throw it right back. And tell me, did it? Yeah, I like it like that. Lift your shirt. You know how I flirt. Heels and skirts. Let's take it off. Now let's work.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're just not tuning in with your girl, Lady V, here on the Media Boss, Lady V Network, Thanks for joining in on this Sunday evening, afternoon, or morning. And I have to give a shout out to everyone that's listening. As usual, I have to give a shout out to my people over in the UK, Spain, Norway, the Netherlands, Hawaii, and of course, everyone here in the US of A. A special shout out to David over at Off the Block in Hot North, aka Bread at Bread Management. Thank you so much for being such a blessing to me and my team, and we wish you so much success in all of your endeavors, and we are looking forward to so much continuing working with you. But before we went to break, as I said, tonight we are talking about social media, the impact that it has on our lives, and how we view ourselves around the world. Excuse me, you guys. I'm coming down with a little bit of a scratchy throat. But as I said before, we were talking about some of the negative impacts on social media. Almost a quarter of the world's population is now also on Facebook. Now, that's Facebook. In the U.S., nearly 80% of all internet users are on platform, on Facebook, because social media networks feed off of interactions among people, which makes them become more powerful as they grow. Now, thanks to the internet, each person with marginal views can see that he's not alone, which, as I said before, that creates an audience for people. And when these people find one another via social media, they can do things. They can create memes, publications, and entire online worlds that bolster their worldviews and then break into the mainstream. Now, with that being said, that means for example, you find a lot of people that break into the industry that were discovered on social media. And I have, as a matter of fact, I think Justin Bieber, Usher, saw him on a YouTube video. So you have what we call Insta models, women that are definitely making their way into the industry through social media. Now, without social media, social, ethical, environmental, and political ills would have minimal visibility. Increased visibility of the issues has shifted the balance of power from the hands of a few of the masses. Now, on the flip side, social media is slowly killing real activism and replacing it with social media. So again, you know, social media has changed so many things. Now, some people argue that social media sharing has encouraged people to use computers, mobile phones to express their concerns on social issues. Now, that's without actually having to engage with campaigns in real life. Their support is always limited to pressing the like button or the share content, as I talked about before. But one thing that people have to remember that this is a very human reaction when people are given, keyword, the option that allows them to decide, you know, versus in reality, sometimes we're afraid to give our opinion, you know. People change, people become different people on social media. But, you know, I think, again, there's a plus and a minus to that. I saw this one show where this young lady had created this whole world on social media that she didn't and was unable to correspond or have any type of human reaction to people in front of her, because she had created this world where she was free to speak and be who she was in her inner self, because she was unable to express herself, you know, out in the world, so to speak. So I do feel like it gives each individual some sense of power, you know, of their own universe. But on the flip side of that, sometimes if it goes unnoticed or you don't pay attention, sometimes people sink into these worlds and becomes unrealistic, to where they come out of this world, so to speak, into the real life and tend to act out certain things because they are so desensitized to the world around them. So again, social media has definitely, some people would say it's brainwashed us, you know. I once decided that I would take 30 days and not use social media. And I tell you, it was very difficult because in the morning, the first thing I do, you know, whereas before the first thing you do is hit the snooze button. Well, now you reach for your phone to check your notifications. I'm guilty of it. We all do it. But it's definitely changed our daily routine on how we go about our day or even how we start our day. We have become so dependent on social media for many things, from what we watch, what we wear, what we eat, who we engage with, who we have conversations with. It even has changed the way we date. I have met many people who have met on social media of some type of platform. They knew each other for 1 month and they came and they're married. Now, I couldn't see myself doing that. There's just no way, because see, I need to see you in person first. But it has definitely changed many, many, many different things in our universe. But one of the things, think about it, and I don't like to talk about it much, you know, there's it has changed how we view how certain groups of people are treated in this country. Some people are so naive to think that there's certain things that did not happen or does not occur. But until social media, where we could actually see, you know, the racism, the mistreatment of others with disabilities and things like that, it became more real to those who was someone in the dark or wasn't woke. But for us that know that it existed, it was never a shock or a surprise. So social media has definitely, in this course of this generation, has allowed us to see firsthand the mistreatment of individuals and things that have been happening for a very, very long time. And hopefully, because social media has been able to be a magnifying glass, where we knew it was there before, but social media now is in your face. As soon as it occurs, a whole nation, the whole universe knows about it. And it's in that aspect, I think it's a good thing as well as a bad thing, because we're able to see that not all parties are guilty. Not all parties have done something to attribute it to their abuse or their mistreatment. We're able to see that. We're able to humanize because we can see it and not just go on the word of the news or the police department. So it's there. It has also, on the positive note, I don't know if you're not from Texas, when we had the flood in Houston, it was amazing to me to see how so many of us used Facebook to actually help and render aid to those that were trapped, you know, in homes and to send people for them. It was truly amazing to see how social media was able to in that aspect. And so it is something that's positive if we use it in a positive way. But we know there are those that are out there that just won't, you know. It has allowed us to find people we're looking for that has been lost. There was something I read before where there was a man that apparently he had some mental issues and he had been missing for a long time. And they were able to locate him through someone on social media. So in those aspects, social media has definitely reshaped, you know, our lives, our universe, and how we navigate through this thing called life. So there is a positive and there is a negative. Now, where social media is going to go in the next 10 years, I would love to see. And do I think they should police the content that is shared on social media? I don't know. But we'll talk a little bit more about that after we come back, after this song here. And make sure you stay tuned with your girl, Lady V. And if you'd like to call in and speak with me or just give me your input, please dial 323-870-3986.
I know you won't come. part-time lover.
Happy day, I'm getting funky just like you. Music makes a cloud
Yes, I'm sitting here jamming. That used to be one of my favorite joints back in the day, so I still listen to it today. On Sunday nights, you know, if I get on Sunday nights, I do have a little bit more of the old school, more of a subtle tempo. During the weekday is where I do spotlight my indie artists, so if you do have music out there, my indie artists, make sure you send it in to esquireee01@gmail.com. Please do not send it in my inbox because I will not listen to it. It will not get my attention. So again, email it MP3 along with a photo to esquireee01@gmail.com. And if I decide to play it on the show, I will notify you to let you know so you can come on the show and you can promote yourself and let everybody know all the social media platforms in which they can locate you or to keep up with you or just to download your music. So keep that in mind. But back again, you know, we're in the last few moments of the show tonight and we're talking about social media. And you know, one of the things that social media has definitely changed is how we view our privacy. You know, I always tell people that I only let people know as much as I allow them to know. You know, on my social media sites, you'll never see how many cars I have. You'll never see, every now and again, I may post a picture of my daughter. You'll never see my parents. You probably, unless you know me, don't even know what my brother looks like. I'm very, very private about that because once you put it out there, even once you delete it, it is in the universe forever. Even the photos I take, I'm very, very cautious about the things that I put out or publish on social media. I have been catfished twice. My name has been stolen 3 times. So, yes, you do lose a little bit of your privacy, you know, when you're involved on social media. So you have to be very careful with what you share and how you share it. You know, a lot of times we share things and we think, oh, there was no harm in that, when it can be taken, you know, a different way. For example, there's a group that I'm in and there was a photographer that took some pictures of a model. She didn't say anything. She made it clear it was her first time shooting photos. With the pictures of the young lady, the lady looked like she was about 14 years old. So everyone on there was saying that it looked like sex trafficking and all these different things. Come to find out, the lady was actually 30 years old. But the negative impact that it had on that photographer could have been irreversible. But there was a lot of support within the group to let her know that we knew that she was a new photographer. But it's just an example of how things can be taken and misconstrued on social media if we're not very careful at how we display it or the content and how we write things. And still, even with the most cautious of us, the way we write things can still be interpreted the way the person that's receiving it wanted it to be. So I try to stay clear of social things. I will not speak about politics, race. I just don't engage in those types of things because everybody has their own viewpoints, their own biased opinions, and we're entitled to that, you know. But I just find, you know, keeping a positive space, and I look at social media as my home. If I let you on my social media page, I let you in my home. So I control what you see, you know, what I want to talk about with you, what I allow you to put on my page. And I'm very, very strict with that type of content. But again, you know, some of us are not as strict and you're entitled to that, you know. But we also have to be examples for the young children because we do have cyberbullying. We have those things because kids are looking at other things, you know, on social media, and they think, well, if they post it, I can post it. So that brings me to content policing, if I should say. And yes, parents should be more diligent about seeing what their children are posting on social media. I've read where instances where kids were going out on parties and posting up, you know, inappropriate things happening amongst young people, drug use and things like that. And I often think, where are their parents? Why haven't the parents taken this down? And I know kids can be very, very sneaky and they can find ways of doing things. But if you're a parent like myself, and I have a 13-year-old, yeah, I'm going to look on your page, and if I don't like it, I'm going to delete it. And I may just tell your friends that I deleted it for you. So I'm very, very diligent about what she's looking at, what she's posting, all those things of that nature. But on the other side, you know, children that partake in social media to that point, there's a lot of them that suffer from depression because they feel alienated or they feel ostracized. And those are the sad cases. But again, as parents, we have to always be present in our children's lives. We always have to take time to talk to them to see what they're interested in, what they're looking at on social media. You know, we have to take those moments because just as anyone else, people only allow you to see what they want you to see. Because you hear parents say oftentimes, well, I never saw that. And sometimes if we just took a moment to really clearly look at a person, and I don't mean physically, but clearly look at a person, we would know a lot more than we do. So social media has definitely, again, has changed, but I do feel there should be some type of policing on what type of content is posting. But I know it's such a big, big entity that it's so hard to catch everything. Because again, back to when my identity was stolen on social media, I sent the messages and email Facebook, and they didn't think anything was done wrong with some guy in Europe taking my picture and my whole name, calling himself me. So it's very hard because I'm not going to say they didn't think it was going to be this way, but now there's no one to control or police social media. It just can't be. We have to learn to take responsibility ourselves, and making sure that there's some things that should be for certain things. Now, do I think social media is entertaining? Yes, I do. Do I think it's informative? Yes, I do. However, just like television, there should be some type of way to distinguish who is able to view this type of content. You know, we have PG rated, triple X, so on and so forth. So I do think it's that way. And I know you have these things, you know, on your apps and things like that, you know, parental control. But again, you know, it's very difficult to man those types of things. But, you know, social media has definitely changed our world, and it's going to continue to change our world. And for the most part, I'm thankful for it in the sense that it allows us to have front row seat to see things that our forefathers had to endure and know that it still exists. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for it allowing us to find people that are missing or find people that are evading the law. You know, I'm thankful for that. I am thankful for social media assisting in rendering aid to those that need it. As I said before, in Houston, we were all using it to send messages to family members or friends to get help to them while it was flooding in Houston. So again, social media has definitely changed it. But I say to anyone, if you use social media on a daily basis, always take the time to get back to oneself, your true inner self, not the self that you created on social media. Because I will say, I will be the first to admit, my social media page, that's my brand. That's not who I am. I'm in the entertainment business, so if you met me on the street, I would probably be walking around in an Adidas sweatsuit and tennis shoes and a baseball cap. So, but I am very, very much aware of what my social media is for me, so I'm not lost. And I think a lot of us get lost in creating these personas or these entities, and then we come out in reality, and we are still stuck there, or they are still stuck there. So social media has definitely been a changing factor in our culture, and it's going to continue to evolve and continue to change. But, you know, these conversations about social media is going to continuously be a conversation on platforms until the end of time, you know. So you guys are going to hear this show probably again, hopefully next time I have people that tune in. But if not, I will be here. But once again, I do thank all of you for listening. I have to give a shout out to my affiliates, my friends, Grant Body P over in the UK. OG Mac Drama, thank you so much for having me as a guest on your radio show a couple of weeks ago. I do appreciate it. It was a wonderful show. I had an amazing time. I have to thank London LeBlanc Magazine, We Grind Hard Magazine, and the Dallas publication, and that's what it's called, the Dallas Preview publication. Thank you so much for having me featured in your magazines and publications. I thank you all so much. And once again, shout out to Full Circle Music, Hot Noise, Bread Management, Brent B. Moneyworks, Frost, My Family Esquire, Timepiece, published photographer Timepiece. He will be with me in Atlanta, everybody. And published model Rachel, Off the Block, and all of my other affiliates. Now, again, if you're in the Atlanta area, it's on my social media sites. On the 28th, there is a showcase that is taking place in the meet and greet, so to speak. I will be there in attendance with a few other A&Rs and people that are very well known in the industry. A lot of artists are going to come out and show what they've got. I love to go to shows where I get to meet all of the artists, you know, and see what they've been working on. I love these types of shows, and I'm so excited to be coming to Atlanta to see the show and to network with a lot of these artists. So I look so forward to it. And if you're listening and you're there, make sure we get to meet each other and exchange business cards. And if you are going, make sure you take that time and definitely network with people in the room. Because a lot of times people get in those situations and they get caught up in the whole atmosphere of partying and forget to network. Networking is key to success. You gotta network and get to know people and your peers out here in the industry. But once again, thank you all for tuning in. I'm not gone yet. I'll be right back. But I always have to say thank you because it's one of the most inexpensive things you can do to show gratitude, to say thank you.
You need to get it. If he don't wanna love you the right way, he ain't gonna. It ain't where he's at, it's where he wanna be.
No case.
But it ain't even gotta be like that. Yo man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, he asked how I do that. Fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want you, man.
I understand why you wanna try, make him stay home late at night.
Good. Kim, don't stress them. Kick them all straight to the curb like Becca. Broke up with my ex, he with her for now. But little do she know, he's just a rebound. Calling my phone, she's so out of pocket. I've been there before, oh girl, you need to stop it. Tricking on me when he tell you he ain't got it. He don't get the pictures, my pictures in his wallet. Never ever thought I would leave him alone, but I let a dog home, now he wanna come home. But I don't trust him, though I still love him. No longer wonder, looking at his cousin, kinda buzzing, loose off the goose. Got him on a chase like cranberry juice. When he's with you, he's wishing it was me. You might be where he's at, but I'm where he wanna be, baby.
Welcome back. Thank y'all again for tuning in at a short notice tonight, but I was unable to come on the show last week to do this particular episode, so I had to come on this evening, and I am going to be getting ready for a Christmas party here in a moment. And again, I know everybody's getting ready for, you know, the holidays or on their way to the family or friends. Make sure you guys be safe out there, safe driving. Make sure when you're with your family this season, this next 2 or 3 days, make sure you hug them and kiss them, exchange numbers, and sincerely keep in touch. You know, we get together and we always say, oh, I'm going to keep in touch. And then when we leave one another, you don't hear from them until the next go around. So try to make sure you keep in touch with your family, because you never know if that's your last time seeing each other again. So always make sure you put your best foot forward and keep your word and keep in touch with your family. Like I said before, we are coming to an end, but we have a new beginning coming 2019. And I can assure you that Lady V has something exciting coming up for 2019. I'm so thankful, so blessed, and I thank all of my friends and my supporters that have helped me through this year by providing me platforms and publications, interviews. I had an interview, radio tour this year that was amazing. Shout out to Dana. I was on her radio show this year, Grandpa DP. Shout out to Hellraiser for coming on my radio show oftentimes. And if you guys don't know who he is the member of Sons of Man, platinum artist from Sons of Man Wu-Tang. He has a movie, a documentary that he did that's truly, truly amazing about his journey that he has had. Shout out to the whole Wu family that has been so supportive of me and the things that me and my team were doing. Shout out to Zone 24 TV. I thank you so much for the platform that you provided for myself and Brent B that has allowed us now to go on to a platform that's going to definitely skyrocket us. But we can never forget Buddha Ali, Jerry Jones, Confetti, Sherelle Jack, all the people at Zone 24 TV, we love you, and the Ion Cable Network. Thank you guys so much for giving us the opportunity to be a part of the network and really show what we could do. Once again, thank you to all my listeners for tuning in with me. This week, y'all know my weekly show is a little bit more hype on Sundays. I have to tone it down a little bit because it's the beginning of a new week and it's the holidays. Remember, if you're an indie artist, send your music in to my email, esquire01@gmail.com. do not send it in any of my boxes on social media. But you can locate me on social media on IG at VEE underscore Lady V, LADIVE. And for the most part, you can Google me, hashtag Lady V or Media Boss Lady V, and you'll be able to find me on all my social media accounts. And if you're an artist and you're getting started and you need some help or artist development, you can also find me at Full Circle Music Group in the A&R section. That's right. I'm an A&R at Full Circle Music. And you can find us at www.fcmg.us/LadyV, L-A-D-I-V. But while you're there, make sure you look around the website. There's so many different things that we offer at Full Circle Music. But make sure you go to the website and check it out and, you know, send your inquiries, and you never know. We can assist you with all of your needs, with your EPKs, with getting all your legal documents together. The company is definitely, I'm part of it. It is definitely has a lot of people that are very acclimated to the industry that is going to give you the right information the first time around. Shout out Chris Will, Trill Will over there at Full Circle. Shout out to Brad over there, Jesse from Chicago, Super Unit over there. If I got anybody, forgot anybody, I'm sorry, but I love you. But make sure you guys go check us out over there, Full Circle. And again, thank you all for tuning in and joining in with your girl, Lady V, here on the Media Boss Lady V Network. And until next time, peace and love.
Check 1, 2. Yo, you tuned in to Coffee Brown. This time, they taking it to the club. Uh-oh, that's right. First it was Naughty, then it was Next, now it's CB. What? Come on. Coffee Brown.
Come on. mistletoe, I saw a face all aglow last year this time. Now I stand all alone, and my house is not a home without that girl of mine. Oh, Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love.
One God to show me how to do things. The sun did pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151. One sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence. So I'm gon' body this hood politics is knowledge. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages. Seeds watch us grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up. The cop shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back. Fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. So everybody come on. Little niggas is grown, hood rats. Don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, a street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about. Nigga, the time is now.
Yo, all I need is one mic. One mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. One mic. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. One mic. Yeah. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin blocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years. Too many times now, I'm strapped with a couple of Macs. Too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rust, we rust. Let's try and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. The time is now.
All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all I need. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. One mic. There's nothing else in the world. All I need is one mic. One mic. That's all a nigga need. First thing. All I need is one mic.
All
All I need is one life, one try, one breath, or one man. What I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secret is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab guns, I'm blasting, cause I'm a fool nigga. Thought I wouldn't have that ass done. Fool you niggas, what you call an infinite brawl, eternal souls clashing. War gets deep, some beef is everlasting. Complete with dick scars, brothers knifing each other up in prison yards. Drama, where does it start? You know the block was ill as a youngster. Every night it was like a cop will get killed. Body found in the dumpster, for real a hustler. Purchased my range, niggas throwing dirt on my name. Jealous cause fiends got they working complaints. Bitches left me cause they thought it was finished. Should've knew she wasn't true, she came to me when a man caught a sin. Diamonds are blinding, I never make the same mistakes. Moving with a change of pace, lighter load. So now the king is straight, swelling my melon. Cause none of these niggas real hurting or telling police how can a kingpin squeal. This is crazy, I'm on the right track, I'm finally found. You need some soul searching, the time is now.
All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all I ever needed in this world. Fuck cash. All I need is one mic. Fuck the cars, the jewelry. All I need is one mic. Spread my voice to the whole world.
Over here taking care of business, you wouldn't have to ask me no questions like that.
Oh, girl.
Oh, girl, please, my dad. Who that is over there?
Are you mocking me now?
Boy, ain't nobody gotta mock you.
Yeah, you mocking me. You get your little record deal and this, you think you all that.
Bye, Keith.
Nibby. Hello?
You's a lying, cheating son of a, the way you do me. Boy, I'm tired of taking your bitch. See, I know all about those facts. Up in college, shawty, need to stop it. Hello.
Yeah, baby, why you tripping on this? You don't know about believing every damn thing that you hear about.
There's nothing that I heard.
Wait a minute, just hear me out. You don't even know about my doings and my whereabouts.
See, you're wrong there, I busted you. Coming out some girl's house.
And what that told to me?
Nothing to you, kissed her in a mouth. Boy, let's stop wasting time. It's pretty clear that you's a lie. Time has been around here and all your phony alibis.
Think you're